Hello, my friends, and welcome to a brand new episode of Chatty Kathy. This is your host, Kathy Prohoroff, and I am so excited to be back with you guys. I've taken a little bit of a hiatus. I feel like that's kind of a theme lately in my back and forth with these recordings, but I never want to record a loosely based recording just for the heck of it. So I really find that when I know that I'm ready to share something that's impactful, that's important, that's when I commit to completing a new episode. So even though sometimes I have the best of intentions, life will come in just like everything else, right? It's not an excuse, but I'd rather not half-ass these episodes because I want to give as much value as I can to you if you're listening to the messages that I'm sharing with you, and I don't want it just to be fluff and things that maybe aren't going to even help you or things that you already know. So that all being said, today, so I'm actually on my way home from the gym and I'm just recording this as I'm going home. So you might hear, you know, a little traffic and this and that, but the topic for today, lost my train of thought for a second. The topic for today is basically on moving out of a diet phase and working on tightening up, strengthening, sculpting, toning, whatever you want to call it, your body, the aesthetics that you're looking for, that you're aiming for, that most of us have as a goal. You know, we don't want to just lose weight. We think we want to just lose weight when we want to, you know, get rid of the extra fat, especially if you're over 40 and dealing with, the midsection fluff that is seemingly getting worse with every year. And you're not alone there if that's the case. But it's not simply about losing weight, because we can lose weight and just be a skinnier version of our body, right? And that, as I'm sure you've heard before, has been explained as skinny fat, where you don't really look much better. And I remember doing this in the first phase of my weight loss period, when I lost the bulk of my weight. I think it was like a little over 30 pounds. And I finally got the weight off by restricting my calories and doing tons of cardio, as most of us have been taught to do in the past. Thankfully, that's starting to change. But what I realized was really disheartening, because I got to a very low number on the scale and my clothing was the smallest it had ever been. I remember I put on a pair of jeans that were a 5. What is this person doing? I think, as I'm talking to you, as I'm driving, this person is merging into my lane. I remember putting on a pair of size 5 jeans and thinking, I have made it. This is it, right? I was down. My weight was down. Everything was where it, quote unquote, should have been. And I thought that life was going to be so wonderful now at this point. And you know what the super sad part was, which isn't sad anymore because it forced me to learn what to do about it. But I looked in the mirror and I thought, I don't look like I want to look. I just look skinnier, and not at all that image that I had in my mind of having the tight body. It was just skinnier, but still soft, as cardio will do for us, right? So obviously I had lost weight, but I had lost a lot of muscle. And that's what we do when we restrict our calories very low and when we're doing tons of cardio. So the point of today's message is, what do you do? What do you do if you're at that point? So what did I do at that point? I actually had to learn. So I'm going to actually fast forward for you. I'm going to speed up the journey for you, so you don't have to go and learn all of this on your own and figure out what the heck am I supposed to do now, especially back then. I mean, this was 30 plus years ago, and they didn't talk about this for women, and I had to go and learn. So I actually started to learn what men did, and it was a little confusing because I didn't want to look like a man, but I digress. I will stick to my focus for you today and not go off track. But I had to go and understand what it meant to sculpt, tighten, tone, whatever the word is that you relate with that body, the shape, the tightness that we're all looking for, right? We don't just want to be skinnier. We want to look fit, right? We want people to look at us and say, dang, girl, what are you doing? Like, you look so good. What are you doing? Right? Because losing weight, that you could probably get that, but you know, you put on a swimsuit or, you know, somebody's going to show off your body, you're not going to feel as confident as if when you're tight and strong and toned, sculpted, right? So that comes down to building muscle. And however you explain it or you think about it, you think it's toned, it is building muscle. It's muscle tone. And which I guess that's where the word tone comes from. But it is muscle, right? You must build muscle to get that look. Anything else is just, you know, fat and tissue, organs and water weight and all the other things that are, you know, going on inside of our bodies. But muscle tone is really what's going to change and sculpt and look that different look that we're looking for, the definition. So that comes down to, which is a scary thought. So bear with me for a minute. I'm going to warn you, this might scare you. That bears eating more food. Okay, which is a simple explanation for a very, very delicate topic, because it's not just about, oh, I'm going to go and eat more food. Yes, I'm going to go through the drive-through, or I'm just going to go and just eat all whatever I want. No, it takes calculations, right? Intentionality. It takes understanding your body. Your body is so unique. Your metabolism is so unique. Your how much muscle to fat you have in your body is unique to you. So to go and look, most women that I talk to say, well, they followed this calculation online. They looked things up online. They looked up how many calories they should be eating, and they followed these programs, or they went to like a fitness studio, like say Orange Theory or CrossFit or boot camps or whatever. And even though they got into a little bit better shape, they still weren't happy with the results. Well, it's because it's not specific to them, right? And all of those things are just based on overall average, which is fine. It's okay to understand that and burn calories, right? But if you really want to reshape the body, it's going to take a lot more intentionality and some fine tuning on your end, because when you're in a low calorie range, you can't just go and eat a bunch of calories. You can't just look up, okay, what would be my maintenance range? So say you're eating 1,300 calories, which I know most of us are doing in a dieting phase. And then I look up online and this calculation told me I should be eating 1,700 calories. Well, let me just tell you something. If you jump up from 1,200 to 1,700 overnight without intention behind it and without the purpose and the understanding of what to do, how to do it, you're going to put on tons of fat because your body is primed for fat gain because you've been in such a deficit, right? So obviously there's a lot of science behind it, but just simplicity's sake, don't do that. Do not just decide to jump up and willy-nilly yourself to this quote-unquote number based on the average. So what do? Because, you know, I understand not everybody is working with a specific coach, somebody who understands how to do this, a little bit lost on it. Going online can just confuse us even more. So I want to just give you some basic strategies and principles to understand. And if you want any more information or details, I would really suggest considering joining the Superstar Elite, because in it we do manipulate you, like your calories, your workouts, your day-to-day habits, your stress levels, your sleep, all the things. We really go deep into that when we're working one-on-one and get you to your goals. All right. But it's about patience also, because it's not a quick fix thing. You're not going to do it in 6 weeks, right? Not even 90 days. Sorry to say, but it's going to take some time. And just if you're fighting that thought right now and thinking, ah, screw you, I don't want to wait that long. Okay. Hopefully you didn't say that. But if you're a little annoyed with that thought, just consider how long it took you to be at this point and how long you've been stuck here. chances are it hasn't just been 6 weeks or 90 days, right? Most of us don't get this frustrated in that short amount of time. It's been most likely years, right? Or maybe your whole life that you can remember. So that being said, give yourself at least a year, maybe 18 months to 2 years, to really get your body exactly where you want it to be and then hum along, because you can get to a point where you don't have to be, you shouldn't be dieting all year long, right? You should find that baseline where you can eat in a efficient manner, enjoy your life and work out with great energy and strength and have amazing results, like better than you've ever experienced in your entire life. Yes, even after 40. So some of the things I will encourage you to consider is look at and maybe even write down all the things that you're struggling with right now in terms of your weight loss. Are you struggling in diet? Are you struggling with energy? Is your energy in the tank, right? Do you just not have any energy? Is it plummeting during the day? Do you not have energy to do your workouts? You don't want to do your workouts? A lot of times women think that they're not motivated. A lot of times they just don't have the energy to do it because they're not eating enough, right? It's like not putting gas in your car and thinking, why isn't my car moving? Like, what the heck's wrong with it? Well, there's no gas in it. You don't have enough gas to keep your body working efficiently through a workout, right? It's just living life, which does take energy and calories too. So it's just conserving. It's dropped to another level, right? Another gear. And you have to switch the gears, but that's going to take some time, a little patience, but it's about increasing. And they'll call it, I'm sure you've heard it, called reverse dieting. There's another a strategy called recovery dieting, which is more extreme for competitors coming out of a very, very lean phase. So if you haven't been competing and you haven't dropped your body fat to, you know, less than 14% as a woman, then chances are you basically just need a reverse diet, which means the same as it would sound, reversing your diet out of the extreme deficit, I should say, because you're just probably in a very extreme deficit, to a more balanced state, to where you can still lose the fat, but now you can actually gain the muscle. Because when you're in an extreme deficit like that low end, you're not going to be able to put on muscle. And if you are, it's going to be very, very slow and it's going to be very excruciatingly hard. It's already difficult to put on muscle. Muscle is very, it takes time and effort, right? But it's definitely worth it for so many reasons. We'll go into that on another episode. But just for today, understanding that if you are dealing with energy dips that are really low, you don't even have the energy to do your workouts, right? It's not even about motivation anymore. It's energy. Maybe even go to the gym or you start a workout and you're like, I just can't do it. Or you can't focus, right? You have brain fog all the time. A lot of women at this stage of life blame it on hormones, which yeah, can be. But for a lot of us too that are dieting, that's probably more of the problem, is that we're just not getting enough of the calories and the nutrition in our bodies to be able to sustain normal thought process, much less anything else. So looking at all of these areas and understanding, am I eating in a extreme deficit? And then what, if I am, what do I do next? And so that next step is to just start increasing, but not all at once. Like I said, don't go from 1200 to 1700 calories if you find a calculation that says you should be at 1700. That's too big of a jump. What you want to do is increase, say, 10% or so, depending on where you're at. Again, if you're working with a professional, if you're working with our program, or somebody who understands the concept of this process, then you'll have a little bit more personalization. But just for this episode, I'll suggest increasing maybe 100 to 200 calories. So say, for example, and how you do that is play with number one, first step one, make sure that your protein, especially if you're length strength training, your protein is where it needs to be. Most women coming into our program are eating much less, way less than they should be eating for their body, especially to build muscle, not to mention just to preserve what we have and reduce cravings and all the things that we're dealing with. But starting for you, if you just don't know where else to start, increasing your calories, say 1 to 200 calories a day, and prioritizing more protein. So if you're not right now, if you're tracking your protein and you're not getting at least 100 grams a day, start there. And then you can move up to your body weight in ounces. So say you're 150 pounds and you, you know, I would suggest if you're at, you're eating in a normal range of all of your nutrition to get 150 grams of protein a day minimally, right? If you're, especially if you're strength training. But if you're eating 50 grams of protein a day, which I see this quite often, women coming into the program, and I'm not going to tell them, okay, now eat 150, because now I'm asking them to increase 100 grams a day. That is going to feel awful. It's going to make them sick to their stomach, and they're going to have a negative experience and never want to do that again. And that is not the way to get you to the next goal. So I suggest increasing to 100. Right? So if you're now at 100 grams, then you can slowly inch your way up to your weight in grams. So if your weight is 150, then aim to get to 150 grams of protein. Also, tweak your carbohydrates as well, but get in not like cookies and cakes, get in your complex carbohydrates. Think oatmeal and the grains, brown rices, think those type of grains, think whole grains that are going to take longer to digest. Okay. That is going to give you the quick energy. It's going to give you the boost for your workouts. It's going to give you the boost for your thoughts. It's going to give you the boost to live your life and live your day. So that is where I would suggest you start. And then when that starts to get better, when you start to see your body weight, and your body weight might go up just a bit, because 100 to 200 calories is not a lot. It's not going to go up and you're not going to have a bunch of fat gain. Trust this process. Okay. You're going to see, sometimes women will hold or go up a little bit, but then their body will just start to flush out weight. You'll start to notice your weight drop. And then if you see your weight drop, you want to increase again the next week, another 100 to 200 calories. And you continue this process until your body holds steady for 4 weeks. And then you know you're pretty much at your quote unquote maintenance stage, where you can now continue to hold there and then add increased strength training to build muscle, because now you have more energy, you have more nutrition, you can build muscle easier here, your protein's where it needs to be, and then you'll also be at a deficit, because now you can add keeping your steps up, you know, 10,000 steps a day, keeping your strength training, following a progressive overload. And following this protocol, you will build muscle, which will help you lose fat. And this is that way. Trust the process, give yourself a year, 18 months, maybe up to 2 years, and understand that you're reshaping your body from the inside out. And it is only going to make things so much better on the long run, because once you get to your goals, you're never going to look at a diet again in the same way. You're going to look at it as a deficit, and you can do it as a cut later down the road. But today I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how to get yourself out of that tank and get yourself to a place of balance, so you can train, you can build muscle, and you can then eventually lose the fat and reshape your body. So I hope this episode helped you. Share it with someone you love that you know would be impacted by this. Leave a comment and a rating for us. I would really appreciate that to get the word out to more women. And send any questions. Check out our program if you do need that next step at www.thesuperstarelite.com. And I look forward to sharing the next step with you in your journey, and I appreciate you and all of your attention today. Talk to you soon.